glad you're enjoying your time with your wife. But do you not think it's about time you...
Yeah, right, I get you.
Gotcha.
Hey, no, seriously, you're right. I promise. I'll get back to you.
Oof, look at my wife. How's it going, sweetheart? It was good, you know? Me and the boys broke in some new recruits. We played some war games. Yeah, it was pretty fun. Here, I brought you something. Well, it's funny you say that, because it is something you can eat. Rhett went ahead and finessed me some of what he and the Queen were having. Yep, that's all you. Yeah, of course, sweetheart. I like doing things for you.
Don't thank me too much now.
I'm just saying, I may have had some ulterior motives bringing this up for you. Yeah. Yeah, what's up? Okay.
Alright, fine.
Eat your food while it's hot.
Rhett? What about him? Because that's his name. No, I am not calling him that. His Majesty, King Rhett of Intasia. Oh my goodness, that sounded disgusting. Because, I mean, to you he's the king. To me, he's just that kid I used to mess with when we were younger. He's Rhett. Yeah, I know, baby girl. You're right. We should keep up appearances. You done? Nah, don't get up. I got you. Yeah, I know you can, but I'm gonna need you to let me spoil you for just a sec, alright? I don't know. Best way I can explain it is I look at you and think, this girl deserves everything. Seriously, you're adorable. Mm.
Everybody wants to be my enemy.
You know, I talked to Lilia. She said she didn't see you come down today. How long you been up here? My goddess, you've been working for that long? When's the last time you saw the sun?
Well, you almost done? Aww, but you're always reading. Nah, I'm just saying. I'm sure I could keep you entertained.
Ah, come on, but...
Yeah, I know I stink. I've been teaching these kids how to fight all day.
Sweetheart, you're right. I totally should. But I'm too tired.
Yeah, I mean, well, I got energy left for some things, but...
All right, fine. But you're coming with me.
Oh, okay, well, I guess I'll just have to carry you there.
Okay, there's no rule that says you can't take two.
Oh, well, I mean, if that's what's holding you back, then I can definitely get you dirty again. Come on, babe. Look, you totally won't be needing this. Or... that, and certainly not these. Here, we'll just leave those over there.
Now, come on, sweetheart. No, leave the book. Okay, she's bringing the book. All right.
Thank you.
there is a view I will never get tired of. Seriously, babe, I need you in the bath with me every single night. Oh, come on, sweetheart. Don't you wanna? Are you sure? Is that a no? Okay, alright. That's fine. Alright, seriously. What in that book's got you so wrapped up? Yeah, what's it about? Oh. Well, can I read it? Yeah, I want to see what you're into. Hey, if you find it interesting, I'm sure I'll find it interesting. Because I'm interested in you. Seriously, babe, I want to be able to, like, talk to you about this stuff. Now come here. Hey, whoa. You're the one who turned me down. You better watch how you're moving now. I'm telling you, girl, you better stop playing. Messing around with your hair all wet, looking all cute. I'm telling you, I ain't the one. Not tonight, no sir. Here, just give me the book. All right. Sweetheart, you got a copy that's written in Entasian? This is, Oh, this is Entasian. Okay, well, I understand some of these words. Here, why don't you just, tell me what it's about? Oh, yeah, no, I totally get it. I'm just testing you, really. Yeah, no cap, 100%. Just tell me what's up. Oh, well, that sounds pretty interesting. Yeah. Oh, no, you can go first. Oh, yeah, you're right. The gardens. Feels like we've done everything but that. I mean, I'd love to, but I don't think I can. At least not tomorrow. Yeah, Rhett, he's been getting on me about... King Rhett has been getting on me about returning to the army. Yeah, I mean, our honeymoon is technically over. I've kind of got to get back to work. Well then, who should we listen to? The Queen or the King? Who is it?
Royal Courier Service. I have a letter for...
Enter.
Greetings, Your Grace.
By the goddess, servant, who gave you permission to enter?
Your Grace, I'm so sorry. I thought you said enter. I didn't mean to interrupt your bathing.
Relax, brother. I'm joking. I'm joking. Just chill.
Oh. Yes, that's a very good one, Your Grace. You got me.
Yeah, but you can stop staring at my wife, though. No, that was serious. Turn around. Now.
My apologies, Lord Caston.
Here, you can just give the letter to me.
Oh, babe, it's for you.
Here you go, baby girl.
Is this already paid for?
Yes, Lord, I believe it is.
All right, bet. You're free to go. Here, you can take your tip from that bowl over there. Well?
Lord, you didn't tell me how much you wanted me to take.
Well, how much do you want?
Oh,
How much do you feel like you deserve? Is that it? Don't you think you're selling yourself just a little bit short? Yeah, there you go. Look, I mean, you walked in here, all smiley and well-dressed. You laughed at my jokes. Look, you are the definition of service with a smile. Come on, dig in there.
That's right. Dig, dig. Handfuls, man. Handfuls. All right, seriously, bro. Now you're doing too much. Now you're just being greedy.
Oh, come on, Lord, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm just messing with you again. Here, just take the whole thing.
The whole thing, Lord?
Yeah, buddy. That's all you.
Is this another joke?
Nope. 100% serious. Thank you for the letter. We appreciate it.
Thank you, my lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Enjoy the rest of your night, man.
Of course. You too.
I'm sorry. That was really funny. Come on. It wasn't mean. Do you know how much we just tipped him? Sweetheart, that guy's not gonna have to work for at least a year. Okay, then why are you smiling? Okay, alright. Oh, shoot. That letter's got a seal. Who's it from? So? Lord Reyes. And is that all it says? Yeah, I know. He's one of your best friends, you've known him forever, I get it. But still, like, no congrats on getting married, just, hey, I'm in town, let's link up. That's like a little sus, don't you think? Yeah, you're right. I'm probably just tripping. Alright, fine. Let's do it. Tomorrow, we can promenade the gardens like we promised, and you can invite Lord Reyes too. Hey, don't worry about that. We're not at war anymore. The troops can wait. Rhett will understand. And, hey, if you like this guy so much, then I'm sure I will too. Yeah, of course, babe. I love you. Hey, sweetheart, no cap, this was a great idea. Yeah, that was awesome. We should have done this way sooner. What? Is something wrong? Oh, hey, don't mind them. They're just bored nobles with nothing better to do. Trust me, they've got something to say about all the new couples. Now, if you want, we could really give them something to talk about. All right. I'll save it for when we're alone then. Hey, look. There's actually been something I've been meaning to talk to you about. Well, I feel like lately, with you, I haven't really been able to. Well, it's just that you're always... You know what? It's nothing. Never mind. No, I mean it. It's dumb. It has nothing to do with you, I promise. It's just an issue I have to work out. You're completely fine. Nah, don't worry about it, sweetheart. I'm good. Oh, no, babe. It has nothing to do with that. Hey, you said you were tight with this guy. I'm excited to meet him. Yeah, I mean it.
And how's my favorite Imperial Baroness doing this morning? Or should I say Intarsian Noble now? Congratulations on the union, Bookworm.
Bookworm?
Oh, just a little nickname from when we were kids. You know, when we were younger, all she would do during her free time is read. Getting her attention was impossible. It used to drive everyone insane.
Yeah, believe me, I know the feeling.
Well, you can't blame her too much for it. I mean, look at where she is now. One of the most respected women in the country. Ranked below no other, if I had to choose myself.
Yeah, I know, I definitely got lucky with this one.
Oh.
Oh? Is something wrong?
No, just... I didn't realize you two had that kind of relationship.
What do you mean, that kind of relationship? We're married.
Oh, yes, of course. but surely you understand that most arranged marriages aren't born of passion. And when she and I spoke before, she made it sound as if you two weren't...
Oh, yeah, no, look, I totally get that. I mean, we weren't head over heels for each other at first. Well, I mean, I was, but she wasn't. But, you know, things changed, and they're awesome now. Isn't that right, babe?
Ah, well, I'm so glad you found a way to be happy, Bookworm. And, of course, you too. Oh, I'm sorry, how rude of me. I didn't even introduce myself. I'm Lord Reyes.
Yeah, figured. I'm Kasten. Kasten Hammer.
Well, it's a pleasure, Kasten. She's told me a lot about you.
Yeah, same. It's, great to finally meet you.
So, shall we continue through the gardens?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Babe, you ready?
Oh, Bookworm, before I forget, I brought something back for you from Steelgate. Well, of course. What kind of friend would I be if I didn't remember our conversations? You said you were looking for that volume everywhere. I'm not exactly sure where it came from. I think it was a noblewoman who made a copy for her research. I can't remember her name. Either way, it's yours now. Yeah, I thought you'd appreciate it. Of course. No need to thank me. Look, consider it my late wedding gift.
Wow, sweetheart, I don't think I've ever seen you this excited. No, I don't know what that book is, but, I mean, if you're hyped about it, I'm guessing it's a big deal. So, Reyes, tell me about yourself. How'd you meet my wife?
Oh, we've known each other for as long as I can remember. Haven't we, Bookworm? She was just always a part of my life. We played every day as children. When we were old enough for school, she'd constantly be getting into trouble. Yes, you did. Don't let her fool you. Beneath that introverted exterior, she's sassy beyond belief. And, yeah. She was there for me later in life when life itself almost became too much to bear.
Oh, shoot. What happened?
I wish I had an answer for you. The more I look back on it, the more unclear it becomes. Just years of prolonged sadness without any real cause.
That's rough, man. I know a bit about that myself.
Yes, well, thankfully I had this one supporting me through it all. I'm not so sure I'd be where I am today without her. Through it all, she was a good friend. She never made me feel guilty for feeling the way that I did. She didn't pressure me to get better or judge me for not trying. She was there, like she'd always been. I'd say it was definitely her persistence and her fiery personality that helped pull me out of it. But I'm sure you know all about that, Kasten.
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, interesting. Well, you know well that that's to be expected. Certain bonds can only really be formed after spending copious amounts of time together. I'm sure you'll get there eventually.
Yeah, okay.
What about you, Kasten? Tell me about yourself.
I mean, there's not much to tell. I grew up here in Antasia and joined the army when I was old enough to fight. And hey, turns out I'm pretty good at it.
I love that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with honest work. Honestly, you and I could have used that kind of simplicity growing up. Couldn't we, Bookworm? All those sleepless nights spent stressing over exams. Well, I guess you're right. When it's something you enjoy as much as we do, it never feels like work, does it? Which reminds me, Kasten, I'm sure you've got your own academic pursuits as well. You must if you're getting along with her. What academy did you attend?
Oh, I didn't go to like a fancy school. It was just me and my mom at home, and she taught me.
A simple man.
What?
I like it. So I'm guessing you have no lands or titles either.
Well, I didn't growing up, but you know, King Rhett.
Oh, yes, I heard about your friendship with the king. I'm sure that he must have done wonders for securing a match to the beautiful Baroness.
I'd like to think I got to where I am on my own merits, not because of somebody else.
Are you referring to your exploits in the army?
Yeah. Swinging a sword around's not as easy as it sounds. I'm guessing with those soft hands, you've never given it a try.
You know, rough hands aren't a very useful trait in day-to-day life. Growing up as bookworm and I did, we learned to appreciate more meaningful pursuits.
Well, Reyes, you'd be surprised. She appreciates them much more than you'd think. Isn't that right, sweetheart?
Well, that is interesting. You know, the army always seemed like more of a brute job. A fallback for men with large bodies and small brains. Or at least that's what she used to tell me.
Oh, come on. We're not all brutes. I mean, a brute would have laid you out for saying that.
I'll remind you that you are talking to a noble.
Yeah, and so are you.
Only because you're married to one.
Okay. Got anything else to say, Reyes? No, come on. Are you serious? You've seen what he's been...
What's that you're saying about not being a dumb brute?
What? Are you seriously defending him? Nah, you know what? You're right. My bad, babe. Obviously, I misread the situation between us. If this is what you want, fine. I'm not gonna hold you back anymore. Look, just... I told you not to go through with this if you weren't serious. Just leave me alone, all right?
Thank you, Bookworm. I'm sorry that you ended up getting stuck with that for a husband. What was that for? Who are you getting upset with? He's the one who attacks me. I did not antagonize him. Well, why are you defending him? You told me in your letters that you couldn't stand looking at him, and now I see why. That man lives up to his unsavory reputation. No, stop. Don't apologize. You didn't give me the wrong impression about him. You were right. That's what he is. You just saw it. It hurts me that you were forced to be with someone like him. Even if it was a voluntary decision, it wasn't for love. It was for the good of the kingdoms, wasn't it? Of course it matters. Because you're my best friend and I love you. No, you don't understand. I love you. Yes, in that way. I've loved you since we were children. I was going to tell you, once my study abroad in Steelgate had ended, but then you wrote me a letter saying the new queen asked you to be married to some warrior, and you accepted. I decided I wouldn't let my personal feelings get in the way of your duty. Or at least I thought I wouldn't. But after reading your letters, you don't know what it's like seeing someone you care for so much be in so much pain. Maybe I overestimate myself, or underestimate my feelings for you. But seeing you in the arms of someone I know does not deserve you, it angered me. I admire your efforts to make the best of your situation, but you deserve more. You deserve someone... Wait, what? No, I didn't mean to... Wait, are you serious? No, please tell me you don't mean that. Well, I never imagined our friendship meant so little to you. No, don't backpedal. I know exactly what you meant. Romantic feelings aside, obviously I cared much more for you as a friend than you did for me. You've made yourself clear. My apologies for disturbing your morning, Baroness. One more.
Reyes, this is your third one. You sure you don't want to slow down?
I am very sure. Now, one more, please.
Does have anything to do with, you getting into a fight with Caston in the gardens?
And how do you know about that?
You know how many nobles come in here to gossip? The whole city knows. What's up, Reyes?
I confessed my romantic feelings to our new Baroness. And in return, she expressed how expendable our friendship was to her.
Seriously? She said that?
I believe her exact words were, Caston is her husband, and her marriage takes priority. And if my presence puts that in jeopardy, then we won't be friends anymore. She's willing to end our entire friendship to please a man she's only just met. Do you see the negative effect he's having on her life? How can she not see she deserves better?
No. No, you don't get it, Reyes. Her marriage should take priority. She and Caston are what's part of keeping these two nations together. Don't you see that?
Honestly, I never imagined she thought so little of me. Those years of friendship obviously meant far more to me than they did to her.
Wait, what? Where are you getting this idea from?
It's obvious, isn't it? She chose him over me. Someone whom she despised only months ago. And not just that, she...
Wait, nope. Stop right there. You see? This? What you're doing? This is the problem with most men.
What is?
You take rejection way too personally.
I am not taking the rejection personally. How would you feel if someone you've known for your whole life, someone you thought cared about you, suddenly told you that your friendship didn't matter to them anymore?
She didn't say that, Reyes.
Well, she did exactly that with her actions.
No. You've got it wrong. Look, you are her best friend. But Caston is her husband. I know you love her and that stings to hear, but that's the reality. Now you come along, trying to get in the way of her marriage. What do you expect her to do? Of course she's gonna set boundaries. She's not being a bad friend, she's being a good wife. Her rejecting you doesn't mean she doesn't value your friendship. You've been there for her whole life. She'd be devastated if she lost you.
But...
Now I know. That's tough to hear. Especially because you wanted to be more than friends. But it's the truth, Reyes.
Why him, of all people? In her letters, she told me she despised him. She told me all the things he does to piss her off. And now she's just suddenly changed her mind. He might be dumb as a rock, but I guess he is quite handsome. I guess that's all it took to make her forget.
Okay, first off, you've got to stop calling Caston dumb, okay? Sure, you're smarter than him, but that doesn't make you better. And yes, they got off on the wrong foot, but she's not with Caston just because he's good-looking. He's got a lot of good traits that have nothing to do with his appearance or how smart he is.
Really? Because from what I've heard, Caston has the reputation of a debaucherous rake. So what would those traits be? Tell me exactly.
Well, for starters, he's kind. He's gentle. He's...
Gentle? Are you serious? So I guess what he did to me back at the garden was him being gentle.
I mean, it's not like he did it for no reason. You publicly humiliated him and tried to steal his wife. I guess he still shouldn't have hit you, but come on, what'd you expect? Look, Caston is a hard worker. He gets along with all sorts of people, and he's a compassionate leader. That's why he's gotten where he is in the army. And most importantly, he will do absolutely anything to make her happy. That counts for a lot.
And am I none of those things? Is that why she rejected me? Am I not kind enough or compassionate?
Reyes, no. Stop. Don't do that. Don't go down that rabbit hole of comparing yourself to Caston. Believe me, it doesn't end well. And yes, you are all of those things. You know you are. You're a sweet and capable guy that anyone would be lucky to have. I mean, you didn't exactly show that today, but usually... You check all the same boxes that Kasten does. But even then, sometimes it's just not meant to be. That's just the way it is. She cares about you just as much as you care about her. Just not in the same way. And it's up to you to decide if you can accept that and still be her friend or not. I know it sucks, but you're gonna be all right, Reyes. Now here, this is your last one. Be sure to settle up before you leave.
What? This is double what I normally pay.
Mm-hmm. The therapy session cost you extra.
Thank you, Lilia.
Sweetheart, don't worry. I'm just picking up a few things. I'll be out of your hair. Look, we don't need to talk about this, all right?
Lord Kasten, the crew won't be able to move your things until tomorrow. My apologies.
That's fine. Just tell them to come early.
Of course, sir. Your grace. But Kasten told me you wish to...
No, don't listen to her. Just come in the morning like we scheduled.
Yes, Lord Kasten, I'll... Wait, but Your Grace, he just said...
As you wish, I'll leave. What are you doing?
I'm being an ass.
You're unbelievable.
Oh, well that's great. Glad you talked to him. Sure you two will be very happy together. Don't worry, you have my permission, wife. I won't stop you. What makes me Come on now, stop. You know. I told you, when we first got together, not to hurt my feelings. That if you weren't in this for real, then to not let it start at all.
Go away. Just leave me alone. Go. Ever since our wedding night, I have been looking for ways to get closer to you. I know I wasn't your first choice, but I have been trying to... Oh, really? Because every time I come in this room, you're either reading or lost in some study project. And then when you're not, you're with your friends, and it bothers me. No, it's not you being close with your friends that bothers me. It does, but I don't know. Okay? It's just... I see you here, so fixated on whatever is in these books. And I wish you'd pay that type of attention to me. And then you go out with your friends, and... You know when that letter arrived from Lord Reyes?
You looked so happy. And then when we went out and he gave you that book? I've never seen you like that. Why don't you do that with me?
I didn't say anything because I thought it was dumb.
I'm an Entossian warrior. I'm not supposed to... I'm supposed to be better than that. I shouldn't need you to do this for me.
I shouldn't need you to tell me these things for me to feel safe. I shouldn't be that weak. Look, you like men who are smart and educated and can talk to you about the stuff in your books, but I'm not that. I'm sorry. I don't really want you to go. I was just really scared that you didn't want to be with me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have told you. No, yeah. I promise. I promise I will. Look at me. This won't happen again. No, look. I'll start now. Thank you for explaining everything to me. I get that for you, a nice evening means chilling by the fire, reading your books, while I'm there with you. That's perfect for you. I get that now. But for me, it's different. Don't get me wrong, I love being in the same room as you. I love you. Okay, I mean it. I love you. But sometimes it feels like you enjoy spending time with your work and not with me. And I don't say anything because I know you're busy and I don't really like being needy. But I want attention. Oh, no. It's not just about that. I mean, yeah, it's great when we do, but I'm not talking about sex. I was only coming on to you so much because it felt like that was the only time we were really being close. I guess what I'm asking for is just to spend more time together. Okay? I want to get to know you like your friends know you. Like Lord Reyes knows you. Yeah.
Look, just forget what I said before. My stuff is staying here. Oh.
Hey, Captain. I hope you're enjoying your evening.
Lord Reyes. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Hey, look, man,
No, let me go first. I wanted to apologize for my actions earlier. The things I said to you were uncalled for, and I was out of line commenting on your relationship. I misjudged you, and for that, I'm terribly sorry. Bookworm, I'm sorry to you as well. You know I care for you, but that was no excuse for doing the things that I did. And if it makes you feel any better, I didn't mean it. I was just angry because I guess it felt like my friendship didn't matter to you. But now I know that's just not the case. I understand if you're not comfortable hanging out with me anymore. But I definitely didn't want to leave things on a bad note. Really? You mean it? And Kasten, what about you?
I get you two are friends. Best friends. And I don't want to be the reason you two don't speak.
Well, that's very big of...
But we need to have an understanding, Lord Reyes. This is my wife. Mine. As long as you respect that, there won't be any problems.
Agreed.
Good. And, I'm sorry for hitting you.
I hope you both have a good night. And thank you for a second chance, Bookworm.
Wow. I mean, yeah, wow. No, I'm happy you got your friend back.
No, sweetheart, I mean it this time. I feel pretty comfortable with everything. Honestly, I don't even blame him. Well, I do, but I know where he's coming from. Yeah, I mean, back before our wedding night, I was in his position. You have no idea how hard it is to love someone. Like, you want to be with them forever, and they just don't feel the same way at all. You just think about the future, and it's like, what's the point if they're not in it? Now that I'm saying it out loud, I guess he and I kind of felt the same way. Like, I love you and want to do things with you, and you don't. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I get that now. Thank you, sweetheart.